From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch, health, nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Tim Henney.
Kelsey Veek is the manager of the Viking Yurt's summer operation, the first summer the yurt has operated in its 19-year existence. She joins us now to talk about this offering on Park City Mountain for bikers, hikers, and anyone else who might venture by. Kelsey Veek, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, in a snowstorm several weeks ago.
We're talking summer, right?
I know.
Yeah, June.
And it's a little overdramatic to say it was a snowstorm, but it was snowing when I was riding my bike and up Tommy Two Step, and I saw umbrellas out on the deck of the Viking Yurt, and our group was so excited, and we came in and we found you, Kelsey. And so what is behind opening for the summer?
Yeah, so for the first time in 19 years, we've opened our doors for the summertime. We're kind of a surprise, as you discovered, Lynn, when you were riding on your bike. We've never been open in the summer, so this is a whole new venture for us. And it's a family business that's been around in Park City for 19 years, and I'm kind of stepping out and expanding into the summer season.
As you say, a family business, but your parents, who took off for the summer, said, if you want to do it, it's all up to you. So you're opening for lunch on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and what will your hours be?
Yeah, that's correct. We're open only on the weekends right now. We're hoping to open up more as demand increases, especially over the holiday weekends this summer. Our hours, originally we've said 11:30 to 3:30, but we're already discovering kind of a later group that likes to come in, so we're looking more 11 to 4, 4:30. We operate off the Crescent chairlift, so the latest we'll ever be open is about 6:30.
And how has the traffic been? I mean, we talk about foot traffic on Main Street, and a lot of people want to have storefront exposure to foot traffic. You have outstanding exposure to trail traffic. And what are you seeing out there? Because I see lots of people on the trails every time I go out these days.
Yeah, it's been surprising to me how many people come by. People around the community have been telling us for years, you should be open in the summer, and we just never really had the means or the way, the logistics to make it happen. And now that I'm up there, I'm just amazed how many people ride their bikes by, how many people stop and come in and say hello to us and are surprised to see us there.
Well, I was one of those people who said, well, it would be really fun if you guys were open in the summer, and every time I go by, you were open, but it was because your dad was up there repairing, fixing, building, doing mm-hmm. things. And I guess getting him away for the summer means that he's not up there. And
there was a lot of preemptive work that went into this summer. There was a lot of long days up there in the late spring waiting for all this snow to melt so we could expand our deck and put a railing on the deck and get it prepared to be open without the snow there. It looks very different without all the snow cover, so it took a lot of work.
And this is kind of an odd question, but were there code requirements that you had to meet with putting railings up and things like that? Or were because mm-hmm. you're way up there and people would assume that anyone who comes to visit you understands there are certain risks in getting there and eating lunch there?
Exactly, yeah. We do our best to make it accessible. We've had to put in some stairs to get up on the deck. I didn't realize after all these years of working up there in the winter that the deck is actually about 3 feet off the ground. So we had to install some stairs and railings to get people on and off.
So it's you and your boyfriend,
correct,
right? And his name is?
His name's Chris Tolley. So the two of us have been operating along with another employee who's worked with us for a few years. Her name's Cassidy England.
So wonderful crew. So yeah. So until you can hire more people, you're going to stick with the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that's and as you say, until demand climbs. Well, one thing I think is worth mentioning is foot traffic and bicycle traffic. Let's try to go through all the trails that literally intersect at the Viking Yurt. There's Mojave.
Mm-hmm. The new downhill Silver Queen Trail goes just beyond the yurt. You would access going uphill off Tommy Two Step. You mentioned the Mid-Mountain Trail. That's a Park City favorite, right? We all know and love the Mid-Mountain Trail, which we're lucky to have just intersect right in front of us. You can also access it by the Crescent Chairlift. If you're not a skier, or excuse me, a hiker or a biker, you can take the chairlift up.
Right. And then there's Two Candles and Keystone, which gets you to the base of Shadow Lake and Jupiter Chair.
We'd ride that service road out of the Thames Chair area. Yeah. Whenever you did anything up mountain, you came down onto that big service road, mm-hmm. and you spent time either getting to the high terrain or coming off the high terrain and going right by the yurt's present location. And when we were doing that, there was no yurt there because this is when the yurt was over in the canyons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. More importantly, possibly, than even the trails that intersect at the Viking Yurt is your menu. When you said you open at 11, it immediately made me think of an early morning bike ride and getting up there and wanting to have a cappuccino. Mm-hmm. Do you have an espresso machine or coffee or what?
Not yet. That's something I'd love to have up there, though. Right now we're doing French press coffee and we have a cold brew coffee that we serve as well.
Oh, nice. Well, that works. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed that you have, I don't know if it's a full bar, but you definitely have a liquor license.
Yeah, we serve beer and wine. We have some new summer drinks. We have sangria. We serve a lot of High West Whiskey, a Park City favorite. So we have a whiskey ginger or a whiskey lemonade, some light summer cocktails that we're offering.
Well, nice. If I were to find myself on the deck at 4 o'clock and have delayed your departure and I was out there enjoying the sun and some adult beverage, would a bike patrol come down mountain and kick me off and send me on my way like they used to do when I would hang out at the Mid-Mountain Lodge during spring ski breaks when I was skiing in jeans in the late 70s? Because that's what we do there. And it sounds like that would be a fun thing to do on the deck of the Viking
Yurt. Doesn't sound like it'd be an issue in the summertime. So you're welcome, Tim. Come on up.
Yeah, there are people who ride their bikes until after dark.
Yeah.
It's part of the fun. Mm-hmm. Bring your light.
Exactly, right?
And what kind of food can you get up there?
We serve a couple sandwiches. We have our famous grilled cheese, a buffalo bratwurst, a prosciutto and brie sandwich. We have a summer salad with squash and quinoa. So we have a pretty limited, simple menu. We keep a very low price point. We want it to be accessible to people. We want people to bring families up, big groups, and not feel deterred by the high price. But we use really quality ingredients. I think that's something the yurt is known for here in Park City, is having very fine dining on the mountain.
Baked goods.
Baked goods.
I had a really good cookie there.
Yeah. We fresh bake our cookies every morning. We're also serving Auntie M's pie, which is, I'm sure you guys know Auntie M, out of Kimball Arts Center.
Yep.
So we bake one of her pies up there every morning, and the whole place just smells delicious.
Well, congratulations, and, you know, it's about time.
Thank you, Lynn.
Tomorrow, the 4th of July, this holiday weekend, will you be open on the 4th and then every day?
Yeah, we'll be open on the 4th of July and through the weekend.
Great.
We're excited to see Park City get full of people, right? We love 4th of July in Park City.
I think you're going to have a tremendous hit on your hands. I have a feeling you're going to be dealing with how to manage how successful you are in a very short period of time. Because this is just a natural.
Thank you.
It sure is. Staffing. Always a challenge in this town. And here's your opportunity to call out to if you need anyone. Mm-hmm. I think Tim needs a job.
Tim needs a job. Yeah. Tim's
nope.
For hire.
I'm unemployable.
Yeah. We'll see as things grow. This is a very experimental phase for us. We're just kind of getting our feet wet and seeing how it goes, but hopefully we'll continue to grow and bring on some new people as well. It's a great place to work. It's people come by and say, wow, not so bad for your office view, and make little jokes like that to me every now and again. And I've really stepped back and thought, you know, you're right. This is pretty cool that I get to spend my Saturdays up here with the best views in town, hanging out, meeting people, and the support from the community here in Park City has just been incredible. We get people who come back every year who are just so excited to see us and know us all by name, and I really like that about working there.
Oh, and no parents around.
No parents around for the time being. They're listening, Tim. They're listening. They know you're involved.
And I might add that it's not like you don't have another full-time job. You're an occupational therapist. Where? In Salt Lake?
Yeah, I'm an occupational therapist at the University of Utah Hospital in Salt Lake, so I'm working there full-time as well. I work with the traumatic brain injury population, so it's a good change of pace to get up on the mountains, breathe some fresh air, get out of the hospital.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Kelsey Veek joins us from the Viking Yurt, and best of luck to you, and we hope to see you up there a lot this summer.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Life. If you missed part of the show or want to share it,
All our shows are posted within the hour on kpcw.org under the Shows tab. We also podcast all of KPCW's Public Affair Hour shows. Wherever you find your podcasts, you can find them under KPCW and the individual show name. So look for KPCW The Mountain Life and take us with you on your next road trip or commute.